This is Ron Ostrin.
Hi, Ron. It's Tina from Local Flash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. I'm glad you called.
Oh, good.
I'm very busy, but I meant to get a hold of you.
I figured.
The credit card that you guys were on was compromised, so they had to send me a new one. But I needed to talk to you guys anyway. Are you my account executive?
No, all I do is call out and collect the failed payments. But what's your question? Maybe I could help you.
Yeah, I moved my office, and I think you guys are the ones who usually get me qualified through Google. And I kind of don't necessarily want to give out my exact address because it's my home address. So I wanted to chat with you guys and see if your service still makes sense to me. But in the meantime, you guys should get paid for what you're entitled. So let me go get my credit cards and maybe you can transfer me or.
Yeah, I can actually take the payment and then I'll put a message in for customer support to call you back later today. And
one thing
I'll tell you is your Google listing is already tied into your former office address on Wilshire Boulevard. So if you're still in Los Angeles, what we could do is just hide the address on the profile. So we don't have to put your home address on there, but we could just hide it. So that way you still show as Law Offices of Ronald E. Ostrin, but in Los Angeles. Are you still there or did you move out of the city?
I am no longer in Los Angeles. I'm in Culver City.
Culver City, okay.
Yeah,
so
L.A. adjacent.
So if it's L.A. adjacent, I would leave it because I would imagine you still take clients from Culver City and L.A., right?
Yes,
but
I've
but if you wanted to, I'll have customer service call you back about getting the Culver City address, you know, updated on there and then hidden since it's your residence. You don't want to publish.
And you will need it for my credit card because it's now.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, get the card and then I'm ready to update it whenever you are. I have the billing in front of me. No problem, Ron.
Billy, leave it alone.
Hold on a second. My dog got something she shouldn't have.
Oh, no. They're just like a child. They don't like it when their master's on the phone, right?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
So cute.
She looks so cute. She's got my protein bar wrapper.
Oh, how funny.
She's such a glute. Okay. All right. It's a MasterCard.
Okay. MasterCard. And then I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
I'm digging it out of my wallet. You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
5586.
Okay.
6810.
Got it.
4941.
Okay.
0317.
And expiration?
827.
And the code?
803.
803, and then you said the billing address is your new residence in Culver City, right? So what is that address?
10661.
Uh-huh.
Ranch, R-E-N-C-H Road.
Mm-hmm.
Culver City, California. 90230.
90230. Okay, correct. So let me store this information, and then you will be good to go with the payment. And then when I send the message to customer support, they typically say, oh, they'll call back within one business day. But we're also in California, so it's only 9:52 in the morning. So I'm confident they'll call you today, if not, no later than Monday, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.